In a world, four friends, one mission.
Mikey, what are you doing?
I'm doing the thing for the podcast.
It's not that hard, bud.
Dude, just say the name.
Fine. It's the Freedom Friends Podcast.
Did you sprinkle cocaine on this fucking thing?
I did. I was trying to get the rest out from the inside. Like,
this smells just like cocaine.
It's not a spoon, bro.
I know. There's a mesh screen of it. It's so hard for extracurricular activities.
Yeah. I don't think that's how that works, dude. Jesus. I'm not an expert, but.
I like to use my cocaine like LeBron uses chalk.
All right. Well, the only one of us that isn't Tony Montana. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Freedom Friends Podcast. Justin, roll that shit. Guys, it wouldn't be the Freedom Friends if we didn't talk about our number one sponsor, Warfighter Tobacco. Obviously, you guys have seen us all smoke them. We're here to talk about a quality product that everybody can enjoy. The great equalizer, as we've called it, the Warfighter Tobacco Stick. And it's not just cigars. They've got humidors, travel humidors, cutters, lighters, everything you need to get started on that journey. Check out warfightertobacco.com and use that code FTFO. Score yourself that sweet, sweet 15%. If you want to know my personal favorite, I'm a 762 Field guy. I like that Sumatra, real nice and even keeled cigar. Great for us beginner smokers, right? And I'm told that these taste even better when you're listening to the Freedom Friends Podcast. Now, back to the show. This episode is brought to you by Grill Your Ass Off. It's no secret. We're all middle-aged dudes who love barbecue. Grill Your Ass Off is our main go-to for our spices. That's what we use, man. Whether you're doing burgers on the grill, steaks, or my personal favorite, a little bit of pork belly burnt ends, right? They've got you covered on all of that. They also have salsas. They also have seasonings and spices. They got beer salts. They've got everything, man. Check them out. GrillYourAssOff.com/FreedomFriendsPodcast or use the code Freedom Friends Podcast at checkout.
Okay. And we're back.
So you were talking about optics.
Yeah. So I got the call of it. And so we went down there. He got the same optic, but enclosed.
His dad.
My dad.
His dad got the same.
So we got the HoloSun released that. It's essentially the 510, but it's an enclosed emitter instead of the projection emitter.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is way brighter.
Is it?
Because, well, it's enclosed, so you don't have the light bleed.
Yeah.
So what's the enclosed?
The 510 adjusts, doesn't it?
No. The 510 is just a red dot. It looks just like the 507 that we have on top of our pistols.
Uh-huh.
It's just bigger. It looks fucking identical. Yeah, it's just rifle sized.
That's the same one that I have on my 4570.
Yeah, that's a 510C.
Yeah, I thought
so the 507C. It's just the tiny version of that. Mm. HoloSun also makes a prism one that's a 3X.
Yeah.
But it's not adjustable. It's just a 3X. Yeah. It's just a 3X all the time.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
But they have an enclosed one.
They're proud of that one.
They have an enclosed one that the solar panel's on the top, and it's just an enclosed emitter.
Yeah.
But it's like $100 more.
That's what he got.
So he got that one. But he got that new pistol. So then he tells me he needs an optic for his pistol.
Okay.
I was like, okay. Well, I know the place in town that sells them the cheapest.
Uh-huh.
Like for the only optic. If you're not looking to spend big money just for the reasons of spending big money, I know the cheapest place in town to go get the HoloSun ones. So we went over there and got it. So we buy it. He like dry fits it to the pistol because they let him bring it in. He dry fits it to the pistol and he's like, I was like, cool. Just make sure you torque it down. You're good to go. So he hands me the entire box, all the magazines, the pistol and everything. And the optic is like, could you torque that down for me? I was like, it's 15 inch pounds. Use the little tool that's in there and go.
Dude, he is an officer to his fucking bone.
Right?
Just to his bone.
And that's all I could think. Because I was like, holy shit.
You just delegated this to your son, you fucking asshole.
I was like, it comes with the mounting tool. And they don't even give you, the mounting tool isn't like a full Allen key.
Mm.
It's like the thing that has the little wings on it so that you can't over torque it.
Yep.
Because about as much as you could twist it with your fingers is about 15 inch pounds.
Yeah.
Like that's. I was like, you're good, man. Like it's, yeah, but anyway, it's a cool pistol.
I have to send my Romeo back to SIG. That one that we had the issue with.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that thing's fucked.
Oh, speaking of, you know how we were joking about, I said I need to get a lower for that upper that I got?
Yeah.
And you were like, the fucking gun gods will come along and solve your problem. Hey. So I haven't found a lower, but another guy came in and was like, hey, into my bar, knows me. He's a shooter. Like, I trust him. I've known him for a while. He goes, hey, you shoot a lot, right? I was like, I don't know if I shoot a lot, but I've got a lot of things that shoot.
Yeah.
And he was like, I have a new inbox Romeo and Juliet setup that I don't want. $100 and it's yours. I was like, yeah, done. Bring it to me.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't know what the fuck I'm going to put that on, but
you'll figure it out.
I think I'm going to change John's name to Winner.
Winner?
Because he's coming soon.
I already came and went. Yeah. Bro, we're in spring now.
Fucking facts.
Isn't it weird? Like yesterday we had second winter. Like yesterday, it was 34 degrees yesterday morning. 34 fucking degrees.
Yeah, but it was 80 by the afternoon.
I left my windows open the night before.
Yeah.
Yeah. I woke up and I'm like, what the? It was 60 degrees when I went to sleep.
Dude, it's that time of year where we have the most bipolar fucking weather imaginable here in fucking central Texas. And it's like
3 days ago, I wouldn't go anywhere because it was like 42 degrees.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. And today I'm wearing shorts and a tee.
Today it's 80.
Yeah.
See, I'm holding on to winter as long as I can. I'm not busting my shorts out yet.
Oh, dude, if I get a chance, cargos come on, baby. Like, yeah, I don't give a fuck what month it is. If it's cargo season, it's cargo season.
That's 12 months out of the year.
Goddamn right.
Speaking of cargo season, I was at the rodeo over the weekend.
I went there on Friday.
Yeah.
I was there Friday night.
I went Saturday evening and Sunday during the day.
Nice.
Sunday during the day was Extreme Bulls. But as they were, moving animals around in between, events. The rodeo clown did one of the most amazing things I've ever seen at a rodeo. He's doing his crowd work and talking to everybody and getting the crowd involved and yelling and just making noise and all that fun stuff.
Those guys are next level psychotic.
And so he's like, I have $100. If what I describe on this next person stands up and they're wearing what I describe, there's $100 for you. And I was like, oh, this is going to be good, right? So he wanted a polo shirt.
I'm out.
Cargo shorts.
Fuck. I'd have been in.
New Balance.
Ooh. Nope.
Right? I was like, there's got to be somebody here.
Guaranteed.
Nope. Not really? One. Because it's rodeo. It's everyone's rodeo. Jeans and boots.
Jesus. Even if you had the... You could have been polo, cargo shorts, cowboy boots. And he'd had to break out a couple $100. Like, but the New Balance is what broke it.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, guaranteed.
I know motherfuckers that own boots just for the rodeo. Other than the 10 days that rodeo is going on, those boots never come out of the closet.
I recently bought a second pair of cowboy boots.
Oh, look at you.
I did. Another set of Ariats at the suggestion of John here.
Well, yeah, because Mikey said he needed steel toes.
I need steel toes. I need work boots.
Yeah.
And he was like, these are the best ones I've ever had.
Yep.
I was like, really? And he's like, yep. And I went and I fucking tried them on. And
yep.
Everybody's wearing them.
With the rubber soles.
And weirdly enough, guess what?
Covered in animal blood.
I bought the literal fucking exact ones. I thought they were different than the ones you had.
Yeah.
And as I'm looking at yours, I'm like, fuck. They're the exact same fucking ones. I'm like, God damn it.
I love my Ariat boots. Actually, I want to go get my exact same ones, but with the full rubber sole on them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the ones I have are the all leather.
Yeah, the dancing shoes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Slippy.
But yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a little slick because I don't have the slick ones. I have the rubber soles.
I want the full rubber sole.
Yeah. Well, I'm not much of a dancer, so square toe rubber sole. I'm good.
I don't dance either. Mine are square toe. Yeah. They're just leather bottomed.
Yeah.
Because they make there's leather bottom and then there's a leather bottom with a rubber insert.
Yeah.
It's like just the center's rubber.
Yeah.
And then there's the all rubber ones.
Yeah.
So I'm going to turn this up to 11.
Oh, shit.
Here we go.
Did I tell you guys about when I was out in Arizona and I was hanging out at Puro Cigar Lounge one evening with Brandon, our broker that's out there. And
the old cigar mechanic.
Yeah. And we had an amazing conversation with a gentleman at the bar.
I think you mentioned this to me. I don't know if we talked about it on the
show. The conversation, I mean, I'll lead into the end of it, but the conversation was starting out with somehow we got on the topic of alligators. And so it was me and Brandon, And then I don't remember the guy's name, but it was a black dude sitting in the corner of the bar. And it was some of the most amazing conversations I've ever had. One, because we're in a cigar lounge and that cigar kind of breaks that barrier.
Sure.
But two, they serve booze there. So we all had a couple drinks. And that's, you know, obviously conversations get better with drinks. And so this guy's just like, he's like, man, he's like, you know, like, there's 100 people every year that get killed by alligators in Florida. And I look at him, I'm like, no, man.
No.
That's not how any of this works. He's like, yeah. I used to live in the South. Well, where? Houston. I'm like, okay. I'm like, but listen, no. Alligators don't attack people. That's not in their nature. That's not what they do. They're defending territory or their den. But they're apex predator. They get it. You're not food. I'm out. You know what I mean? That's typically. And he's like, no way. 100 people a year just in Florida alone.
It's the same as fucking sharks.
Okay,
so,
first off.
So we start looking it up. I'm like, okay, look, I need to show you stats, right? So I asked my friend Google how many people a year get killed by alligators, period. Not just in Florida.
I didn't know you knew Google too.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Google said that 5 people yearly get killed by alligators. And I'm like, so then I just, my Rolodex starts spinning. You know, more people get killed by sharks every year than alligators. Oh, no fucking way. So we pull that up. Oh, there was 7 or 9, one of the two. And then I was like, actually, more people get killed by coconuts falling than every year. 150 people a year around the world get killed by coconuts.
But guys, can you just promise me if something like that happens to me?
Just lie.
Like I get taken out by like a fucking coconut.
I'm going to lie.
Don't tell that story.
Yeah, so, no. I'm going to lie. I got you, dude.
I need you to lie for the rest of your life. Yep. I need you to.
Yep.
So then I needed to know where this guy's. How morally.
You're right.
I needed to know how morally flexible this guy was. Right. Oh. So as we worked up to the weird things and we got to cows, how many, you know, you have a better chance of getting killed by a cow than by a shark or an alligator and blah, blah, blah. And so I was like, I'm going to throw out something random and I'm going to see his reaction. And this is going to judge or base the rest of the conversation we have this evening. And I'm like, did you know that more people get raped by dolphins every year than killed by alligators? And he's like, no. He's like, dolphins don't rape people. I'm like, oh, they do.
Well, yeah, they do.
They do rape.
So we looked that up.
That's aggressive.
So we looked that up. And I want to say it was like 10 or 12 reported ones.
Didn't you say their dicks are like the size of your forearm?
Well, so then we looked this up and he's just like kind of just dumbfounded by like this whole conversation we're having. And he goes, he just looks me straight in the eyes and he goes, you ever seen a dolphin's dick? And I didn't even break eye contact. I was like, well, not in person. And he's like, how big is it? And I'm like, I am not looking that up. Yeah. I'm like, that's on you.
Yeah, you can put that in your algorithm.
He pulls up his friend Google and he finds out that a dolphin's dick is about the size of your arm. He's like, if my dick was that big too, like I might be a little rapey, especially if I didn't have hands and I couldn't communicate. Like, and so the conversation just
John's
kept
just running around clicking at people.
So the conversation just totally going downhill at this point. And then we get on the subject that I was getting, that I wanted to get to. And Jazz, you had to be there to have this conversation.
Oh, God.
Okay. So now, like I said, it was myself and Brandon and this random dude that just happened to be in the bar that night. And
Brandon's also a fucking good dude.
Yeah. And he has the same, similar mindset.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, it was this black dude that was awesome. Though some of the most amazing conversations I've had in a cigar bar, like outside of the crazy fucking stories that I've heard, just being able to have a conversation and carry it, talk about anything under the sun. It was amazing. We wound up with this. The movie White Chicks.
Oh,
oh yeah. We did talk about this.
The movie White Chicks was the Wayans brothers.
Mm-hmm. And Whiteface.
And Whiteface. They're black dudes.
In cross-dressing Whiteface.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So
it's like a double negative, so it cancels it out.
Right? What if
it's math?
What if they did Black Chicks, which was two white dudes cross-dressing in blackface?
We couldn't do it because they're already freaking out about Tropic Thunder, which is like 15 years old now, 20 years old now, because Robert Downey Jr.
So
Robert Downey Jr. is playing an actor that takes method acting too far and does a black guy.
For this pitch,
so
is that Robert Downey Jr. has a cameo as his character in fucking Tropic Thunder.
In this. So the follow ons that we had with this were
the ones
where we'll get to the who would be able to play their roles. But the one I want to lead up to first is what would their jobs be? Because they have to have jobs.
I said TSA. They work at the TSA.
I said 911 operator.
Okay, so we're actually, we're 1 degree of separation from Tyler Perry at this point.
Yes. Oh my God. I'm
wearing a dress. Right? Like, because Tyler Perry does the Madea thing.
Mm-hmm. Which isn't funny.
No.
I will die on that fucking hill.
It's not
funny. It's one of the, he's not funny whatsoever. Yeah. Never has.
It's not funny. None of his stuff is funny.
Nothing is funny that he does. I don't get any of it.
But what you'd need.
And again, also not made for me.
So I have.
Which is fair.
I have four different people that I can think I play the roles. But so what do you think their jobs would be?
The two. So the reason that the white guys are dressing as black women.
Affirmative action.
Are dressing as black women. Like that's what job are they like trying to.
No, like what is their, what would their like Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 job be?
Right.
Because like the white chicks, they had jobs.
But the black women.
Yes.
Like the final character.
Yeah.
You're becoming a black woman to do this job.
Or that's once you're in character, that what would your job be?
Gotcha.
I say TSA agent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just as long as they had the extra big fucking orb front butt. You know, like you need that orb front butt.
You're going TSA?
Yeah, I think TSA workers would be right up this alley.
And I went 911 operator.
Which is really good pull as well. Yeah.
I don't know what this says about me, but my first response is sex phone operator.
Is phone sex?
It's just okay.
The phone sex operator? Like those 1-900 lines?
Mm.
But it that's gonna okay. So then the other question was,
hold on. If it has to be relevant to modern society, a dispensary.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're bud tenders.
Yeah.
A dispensary.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to figure out
that could be funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
A dispensary, like a sting.
Or
it's two white dudes that want to open a dispensary in the hood.
That's more like it.
That's hilarious. That's a movie.
Mm-hmm. So now, well, it's just barbershop with more smoke,
right?
Like it's.
So yeah. Now, who do you think could play the? Who do you think would be able to play those roles? John not whether Fina. Or not they would agree to do it or not. Who do John you think Fina. Has the acting ability to do it?
John Cena.
So I had Sacha Baron Cohen and Jim Carrey.
John Cena for both.
For.
Oh, kind of like an Eddie Murphy fucking I play every character thing. Murphy's been whiteface in movies
too. I know.
Like
it's been done a bunch.
Like when John Hardy did the Kray twins.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. But it's just Tom John Hardy. Cena for.
Yeah.
And then I also had Robert Downey Jr. because
it's a good movie.
That's fucking good.
I feel like Robert Downey Jr. tricked black people into thinking he was black.
That's why I'm saying he needs a cameo.
Like he played that role so well that I think like.
Well, yeah. How do you think he got permission to wear those sunglasses?
Oh, no. Hell no.
No white guy gets to wear those glasses without the black community signing right. off.
And then like, I think
the other person, he's invited to the cookout.
Yeah.
The other person that might be able to do it is Will Ferrell.
No.
I think Danny McBride could pull it off.
No, he's in prison.
So he could pull
Actually, did you hear about what's going on with him?
No.
Old fucking I'm thinking of the right guy, right? The guy from That 70s Show?
Oh, no. I'm thinking
you're talking about the guy from Eastbound and Down.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Kenny Powers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the guy? Who's Hyde from That 70s Show?
Oh, that dude's definitely in
prison. In prison for like 30 years.
Yeah. He's a rapist.
Did you hear what's going on?
Rape.
No, so BBC, which is Brothers by Choice. And like three other gangs put a hit out on him.
Ooh.
In prison. So he had to, he wasn't leaving his cell, would not go get food. Like he would just stay in his cell with the door shut. He wouldn't leave. And then, so they finally sent four guys in to escort him to get food. And they wanted him so bad, they jumped him while being escorted by guards.
Yeah, dude, you can't be a rapist.
Yeah. He's What's like, that dude's name?
Danny Masters.
That's what.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he's not just is he a pederast rapist?
No, I think he's just a rapist.
Or a regular rapist.
You know what's gross is all the comments on the article was like, there was no evidence. And it was like, so let me get this straight. You're no evidence pro-prison violence? What the fuck is going on here?
I think there is evidence. There is. I think he got convicted because there's evidence.
Yeah.
Like physical evidence. Like, yeah.
You can kind of look at him and tell it.
He's got a rapey vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not to say he wasn't a good actor. Anyway,
just, you know. I'm going to put John Cena up.
John Cena?
I think John Cena could do it. And probably people will get, on that same note, I think Dave Bautista could do it and probably get away with it too.
Ooh.
Okay. So now a couple of the other follow-ons that we have.
Plus Batista's kind of, like what color is Batista anyway?
He's ethnic.
Who do you think?
Of some sort of
nondescript.
Yeah. Who do you think could play their boyfriends?
So I had a pitch for this too. I think the Wayans brothers should be their boyfriends.
Well, now
that you bring that up, I would like John Cena and Dave Bautista to play the boyfriends.
So I had The Rock and Neil Patrick Harris. Because you can't cancel a gay white dude.
You just completed my cast. So my
you mentioned chicks, NPH, he's in.
The chicks are The Rock and Neil Patrick Harris. And their boyfriends are Batista and John Cena.
Now there's a fight scene in this movie towards the end of it.
Because John Cena likes to get thrown around a little bit. So he's dating The Rock.
He's got a biggie.
So there's a fight scene towards the end of the movie, right? And the fight scene happens in a nightclub. And it's the black chicks against the white chicks. The Wayans brothers come in, hanging out in the club.
Like dressed as white chicks.
Oh, that'd be funny. And they see these two girls shaking their ass on the dance floor. And they see their boyfriends. And they're like, ooh. And then it all starts. And then it's just a full-on brawl in the middle of a club.
And that's when RDJ walks by in character. And it's just like, for 400 years.
I think Neil Patrick Harris
drinking a booty juice.
I think Neil Patrick Harris could take the Wayans brothers.
That's what I mean. Like, this movie would be gold if they did it right.
This movie would be gold if it was made 20 years ago.
No, they're going to do it right now.
No, you just have to do it after the Society of Magical Negroes.
Yeah. Which should be coming out pretty soon.
April.
Yeah. Pretty soon.
I'm not tracking that. It's Dune, and then it's the Society of Magical Negroes.
It's exciting. It's an exciting time. So what I wanted to talk with you about that I didn't talk about last week is Jazz called me on Super Bowl Sunday.
I did.
Immediately following
the halftime show.
Oh. And he had one sentence. And all he said is, "The world is healing. Crunk is back, baby." And I was like, you goddamn right. Because a little known fact about Jazz and I is we are actually big fans of Crunk.
Did you see that Usher had a bodysuit on when he came out with his shirt off? When he turned around, his bodysuit was splitting in his back.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hilarious.
I was trying to figure out why he was walking around with a blankie when they were showing up before the game and he was walking around with his blankie on. It's like, bro, you're in Vegas. You're not cold.
Yeah. I did like Alicia Keys' voice crack.
Yeah.
Some people want it up. And it was like, God damn. But if you go to the YouTube channel on the...
they fixed it.
They on the NFL Network. Yeah, they fixed it. They fucking dumped that shit and fixed it. And I was the first one to comment. I was like, we all heard that fucking voice crack.
When Usher left to go put his skates on and that chick came out of the band and just started fucking shredding. And I was like, who the fuck is this? Because she threw down.
Yeah.
Apparently, she's actually like a recording artist. And I thought it was like just a band member.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but she's actually a thing. And I thought it was like Prince used to do that shit on stage. Because Prince, every single one of the musicians in Prince's band were like the best in the world. They were as good as it got.
Yeah.
And so he used to do that shit where like he would go costume change and they would like the do revolution. Solos. And that's what I thought it was. And apparently, she's like a recording artist.
Yeah.
And I have no idea who she was, but...
What do you think the requirements are in order to get invited to play the halftime show?
So
I think you have to have not been relevant for the last 20 years.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah. So this is a sign that we're getting old, kids.
And that's what we talked about on the phone. We were sitting there talking about it. Yeah. And I was like, by the way, we are now at the age where we are actually excited about the artist at the halftime show.
If you know all the words to the songs that they play at the halftime show, you're called middle-aged. That means you're one of the people who are paying the bills now. Yeah.
Yeah, because Caitlin and I were watching it. And we were the only ones in the house. And my house still exploded the first time we heard, yeah, because that's how we started it. And then the beat dropped. And I was like, as soon as it happened,
I look at Haley and I was like, I pray to God that Luda comes out with the biggest fuck off afro ever. And he did. Sure as fuck did. And I was like, I called it.
Wearing,
get it, boys.
Wearing the pads and everything. And I was like, dude. I could have only been happier if he had walked in a Dickies jumpsuit that was four sizes too big. Yep. Like that event. Yep. Like,
as long as he had the afro. Oh, as soon as he
came out, I quote,
I was like, fuck yeah.
I Luda. Quote Ludacris from Too Fast, Too Furious all the fucking time. It is like probably my most quoted movie. Yeah. Like every time somebody's like, we're going to have a good time. I'm like, it's going to be an all time of the night. And like all the shit he says in that show makes no sense at all. Like, those are all words.
Oh, Luda. Oh, Luda. Big Luda fan though.
I am a big Luda fan.
Yeah. He's fucking good.
And then when he knew his time was up, he just went and started producing and kept fucking making money and did his thing. That's what I like about him is he actually like fucking. And then you got T-Pain that just became a fucking Twitch streamer.
Yeah.
He had like he ran out of lyrics.
But shout out to T-Pain because he also turns out can sing really good metal.
Like the son of a bitch. Holy fuck. Yeah. Did you what when he did War Pigs?
Fucking
what
a, the dude. Fuck? Yeah. Fucking
I was like, well, nobody knew he could sing.
Yeah.
Because they auto-tuned all of his shit.
Yep.
Nobody knew he could sing. And then he did The Masked Singer and won. And yeah. They took it off and it was like, it's T-Pain. And I was like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. He fucking gets down, man.
And yeah, but dude,
that's a talented motherfucker.
Dude can fucking sing. His Twitch channel is fucking huge.
Yeah.
Like, but he just guessed it on somebody else's record, and I can't remember who it was. He like did the intro opening to it, and it was like about cars.
Well, he's doing like the grassroots Formula Drift stuff. Like he's getting big into the.
That's what it was because it's. I think the song's called like Sideways or some shit. But he's he like did the opener to it, and they did like a little skit, like the old fucking rap videos where they do that little like 30 or 45 second like skit before the song starts.
Yeah.
Oh, the good old days. Mm. Like when the grass took out that motorcycle rider at the beginning of that Puffy song, there's like some grass clippings and it kills a guy. And I mean, there's like seven pieces of grass on the road and that fucking sport bike goes over it at like 15 miles an hour. And it, oh God. I was like, dude, you have fell out of bed faster than that. That was
peel left, dude. Peel left.
Yeah.
Oh, the good old days.
Yeah, man. But I'm glad. I hope Krunk makes a return.
Me too.
I really do. Just because that's when. That, but here's the thing, though, is I don't think I want to see Gen Zers Krunking? Dancing to Krunk because they're going to try to make up fucking TikTok dances.
Well, are
Krunk
you music. Are you familiar with Electric Callboy?
I don't know.
Okay, so Electric Callboy. Electric Callboy is essentially metal and Krunk had a baby.
Okay.
And it's incredible. It's the only music I've ever heard that gets me as hype as Krunk music did.
Ooh.
So like Electric Callboy's We Got the Moves. That shit is going to either, you're either going to fuck or fight when you're done with that song. Like it's the only two things.
So there was this DJ. I think they went by the name Girl Talk. I could be wrong.
Okay.
And all they did were mashups. So they just took two songs, put them over each other.
That 2 years that,
yeah,
we didn't get original music. It was
pretty much. This was, I don't know.
We found Match Beats Permit. They made a whole movie about that. It was
mid to late 2000s.
Truth.
But it was phenomenal.
Shout out to my girl, Anna Kendrick.
That was fucking good. They made a whole movie about it. It's called Pitch Perfect.
It's a good movie, but that's actually what that movie's about. It's not about acapella. It's about her finally being able to do mashups.
Yeah, she just turned mashups into acapella.
Yeah, still a mashup.
Because she wanted to be a DJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to work on my DJ career, Dad.
Fucking acca, excuse me?
I can see your toner from here. That's just my dick.
That's my dick. Yep. Yeah, she's on my list. Anna Kendrick is on my list.
Chose a redhead from that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw a TikTok video of her doing like a fucking GQ interview or something, and they have a react to the cup song where she's like on the stage and she's like crisscross applesauce, and like midway through her watching it, she just pauses and goes, I'm sorry, but am I the only one distracted by my cleavage?
Like, no, I was like, no, you're not.
At least she's self-aware, man.
Like, wait, you were playing a song? I've
seen that scene a lot, Anna.
Yeah. Yeah.
letting you know.
You should watch it in slow-mo. That's a good time.
Because I am indeed looking for the long way down.
Hey, I fucking deployed when that movie got big. All right, man. I was in Afghanistan in 2015, and that was a fan favorite.
Yep.
I'll date myself. I deployed when Tara Reid was hot.
That is dating yourself. That is 100% dating yourself. Yeah.
That girl fell so hard that now she's just in Sharknado.
Yeah.
Like, she fell so hard, I almost had to take the pictures off the walls in some of the rooms that we stayed at in Iraq.
Yeah.
Because it was like, it went that fast. It was like, God damn, I hang that up. And dude, it was like, I might need to take that down.
That's because it was like, she looks like the plastic surgeon addicts from Escape from LA. Yeah. She fucking.
Well, she got a botched tit job and it just fucking hit a wall, bro, and just dropped. And it was like, come on, man. Like you were really hot.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Same with Rose McGowan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, once you start fucking Marilyn Manson, things probably get
Rose
weird.
McGowan was super fucking hot. Well, I think she ate a steering wheel at some point, though, and then she like tried to get it fixed and it didn't work.
Maybe. So, <that's>, she looks like she could eat an apple through a chain link fence anyways, but
no, like, I think she actually got like her shit all wrecked and then
I think so.
They tried to fix it and it didn't work, but
I still love the fact that the biggest troll in the world is Marilyn Manson and everybody thinking that he can suck his own dick.
Like, he got ribs removed to do it.
And he never
said no. Yeah.
I want to know how we as our generation in elementary school without the fucking internet all had that fucking rumor.
Word of mouth advertising is the best form of advertising.
Well, the best part was because there was no recording or anything. Like, I had friends that went to his concerts and they're like, he did it on stage.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
What? No way. Holy shit. So,
like, I remember I went to his concert in Phoenix in, fuck, I don't know. It was when Ozzfest, when he was touring with Ozzfest.
You mean when he was still thin?
He was thin. This was when, this was the one where the kid hung himself in the bathroom with a note blaming Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, back in that era.
Yeah.
And in all fairness, like, people were doing that shit, blaming him. He was also like standing on stage, ripping pages out of the Bible and throwing them into the audience. Fuck, he sold records.
Dude, he threw he would throw water everywhere. He would fucking he pissed off the stage once.
I mean, he sold records though.
I didn't see him suck anybody's dick or his own, but I did hear a rumor that he sucked his drummer's dick on stage once. I don't know if that's
true. That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Like, now that I'm older and I've seen him perform and all that kind of stuff. And it's like some of the other shit that I've heard that he's done. I'm like, yeah, that tracks.
Yeah. Well, I've seen him more than once now. I've never seen him do anything like that. Right. I've seen him I've probably seen Marilyn Manson four times now.
Yeah.
You know,
I've never seen him do anything on stage, but if you told me oh yeah, he sucked his drummer's dick, I'd be like,
yeah, probably in the tour bus or something. Yeah, sure. Right. Yeah. Like, again, it wouldn't surprise.
He's a weird dude.
He's a very weird dude. He's a brilliant motherfucker. When he speaks, he's fucking smart as shit.
Well, and he understands business.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
He understands because he took over his career like really early.
Yeah.
Because record labels wouldn't touch him. Management wouldn't touch him or whatever. So they just became self-managed and did really well.
Justin, I think I saw Dave go in the back. I don't know if anybody's out front, buddy. Yeah,
it'll work out.
We'll leave that. Male.
Yeah, it's just mail.
No, it's mail. Got it.
Yeah. Another fun one was Rob Zombie. It wasn't as, crazy as Marilyn Manson.
Dude, Rob Zombie puts on a great show.
Amazing.
But Rob Zombie also has been very clear about the fact that he puts on a show.
Yeah.
It's that zombie world, and he's got his whole, it's like a circus. Like, it's like a, look, everything that happens on stage or in the albums or in his movies or whatever, it's all part of.
Yeah.
That like thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But all of those artists though, the funny thing is like
every time I see his old lady, Sherry Moon.
Yeah.
Every time I see her, the only thing that the first thought that pops in my head is she's got a stinky pussy. I just look at her. She looks like she has a stinky vagina. Like, that girl's pH is off, man. Like, every time I see her, I'm just like, something about her tells me
you need more cream
that you stink. if you walked in the room, we'd get a waft. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you probably don't wear a lot of leggings.
Yeah. It always smells used.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Just something about that woman. I just look at her and I'm like, I feel like you have terrible hygiene down south. Your downstairs mouth isn't fucking, up to snuff.
You look like the kind of woman that has a bottle brush in the shower.
Yeah. Just fucking squash wanka.
Yeah. A bottle brush and a turkey baster.
Yeah.
And it's just fucking. Yeah.
Like vinegar isn't just a fucking food additive in your house. You know what I mean? Like,
why do you go through so much simple green?
Is this lime away? What is this?
Shit smells like CLR.
It's just a gallon of Simple Green with the top cut off. And the bottle brush is just bottle brush. It's in the corner of the shower. Put it back.
We've all worked in bars. You know that suction cup brush that goes in the bottom of the three part?
Do you see the new ones that plug in and they spin go up and down?
Yeah, who came up with that one? I think we know.
Oh, fuck.
Like, we had some gifts dropped off, actually.
Yeah, we can talk about this fucking
guy. Let's talk about that. Yeah.
It's not bad work. I'm not going to lie. It's not bad.
Yeah, it's solid.
I don't want to spend too much on this because we fucking talk about Cerakote way too much. But this is actually
Red
good
Status
Cerakote.
Customs.
Yeah.
Yeah, Red Status Customs.
We might have some projects coming up with them soon.
They dropped by.
But if you're in Texas, you need some good Cerakote.
Yeah.
They do a pretty damn good job.
Certified. And since this is like the seventh team time we've talked about fucking Cerakote on the show, that's all you're fucking getting. Like, if you don't, I have never done Cerakote in my life, and I know way more about it than I ever wanted to fucking know at this point.
I just know I like it.
I like when it's done. I like when it's done well. The problem is I'm really good friends with somebody that knows everything about it. And so when I wanted to know more, he was more than happy to indulge me, and he told me all about it. And now, I don't need to hear about it anymore.
Yeah.
Like this is
you just described how I became a scuba diver.
I have never put gear on, and I think I'm certified at this point. Like,
it's because John, man. It's because John.
I know all of it.
Yeah.
I know everything. Just think,
we're spending 2 weeks together this year. Diving.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
We'll probably knock out 50 dives together.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the course of that time.
Yeah. They got me. I'm fucking between him and Nick. You guys put me on a goddamn study regimen, man. I have like fucking books.
I told you,
don't
wait till last minute with those.
No, dude, I've already started.
But those are my two, some of my most favorite certs to get done because they're not like I get to go do things. It's now I can make sure that everybody I'm with is going to be safe.
Yeah.
And I also, learned, except for him, but I also learned how to be more safe while I'm diving.
Yeah.
Because it goes down, you're doing stress and rescue and first aid CPR.
Yep. Yeah. Which I'm excited to learn. Like it seems like a challenging, I guess.
They're fun.
Like course. Yeah. It's like challenging coursework, but it's like, it looks like it's going to be fun. So I'm excited to learn.
So Justin was making fun of my lunch today because it was like healthy. And the reason is because we're about to go spend a week in Roatan with Nick, who's, I mean, not the most fit person in the world, but he's not unfit.
I would say he's pretty fucking fit. Yeah.
And
he spends most of his time in the water.
And a prior DevGru operator.
Yeah, it was Joey. He don't give a fuck. Joey don't give a shit.
But we're going to be doing a lot of fucking, it's going to be a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. So John and I are going down there for a week next month.
Yeah. I need to make sure that I'm actually
April
semi in shape for it.
Yeah. April. Well, I'm doing 2 weeks in Palatka this year or this next month here in a couple weeks. So I'll be doing nothing but drinking water and beer at night.
Yeah.
But I drink a lot of water when I'm down there. I drink more water when I'm down there in Florida than I do.
That's because the air down there takes all the water out of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I force myself to hydrate. I do like that forced hydration.
You know, when you're at altitude, you don't want to be dehydrated.
Yeah. No. Right?
Now, Florida's, it's so fucking humid that you're just, you lose water. So
dude, I'm literally, I'm buying an RV on the first. I'm buying an RV.
You know, I think it'd be a little cheaper just to get a hotel.
It's not. Looked it up. Weirdly enough, looked it up. Not cheaper. Substantially less cheap, less expensive to just buy an RV and use it. Yeah. Substantially cheaper.
Especially if you're getting like what you're talking about, the super lights and stuff like that. They're They're not that bad.
No, yeah. And I showed you what I'm looking at. Like, kind of, and like, it's a full ass RV. It's got a bunk system in it. Like, fucking, you know what, Jazz? You're welcome to use my RV.
Thanks.
You know, like, I was thinking Renfare. It'd be fucking a blast
for me. I was going to buy one just for Renfare season.
Yeah. Like, dude, honestly, you look into them, fucking.
It's $200 a month.
It's less than your fucking cell phone bill, man.
Yeah, it's $200
a month. I was like, what the fuck?
The only thing I will caveat is, it is $200 a month. It is usable. It's really awesome.
Then you have to store it.
You have to store it, and you will never be able to sell it to get your money out of it.
No.
Ever, period.
No, you run it till the wheels fall off, and then
you're always going to be upside down in it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Unless you pay it off, and then you're upside down in it because you paid it off, and it's not worth
it. It's definitely one of those things that if you get one you liked, right, and you pay it off and you keep it, then you can justify it. Like if you have it 10, 15 years,
yeah,
it's paid off and you use the shit out of it or whatever, you can justify it. It is not one of those like, well, I get a new one every 2 years. And it's like, holy fuck. Yeah. It, like,
and use it three times a year for, you know, a weekend each time.
Like, well, yeah, right? But you're, like, I get a new one every 2 years. And it's like, so you had a $200 one. You traded that one in to get a new one. Now you have a $400 one because you're carrying that note every fucking time. Before you know it, you have an $800 a month, $200 a month camper.
Yeah. That's how they get you.
But it's a new one.
Yeah.
But with a lot of them, because I went and looked at them. Because I looked at the super lights like yours, and then I looked at the toy haulers. Now, the toy haulers only sleep two. There's a convertible bed in the front, but it's got a queen bed in the back.
Yeah.
That's like near the tongue.
What you need, though.
But then everything folds up, and it would hold two motorcycles in it. Yeah. So you could roll two bikes in, strap them down, and you can haul it wherever you wanted it to. And so we were looking at those, and it was about the same.
Yeah.
But then it also just turns into like, okay, but so that means that I'm that guy. It's like, what? I'm going somewhere that's motorcycle centric and I towed my bike there. And I don't want to be that fucking guy.
Yeah, that's weird.
When Steve is 73 and still rides to rallies, like, and then the other thing was Renfare. And it was like, but if I'm going to go park it for 5 days, I don't want to be in a toy hauler. I want to be in an RV that's got couches and shit, not
when
a garage.
Yeah.
So I've been to Sturgis twice. The first time, obviously, rode. Got a patch. I rode mine, whatever fucking year, 2015, 2016, whatever it was.
Yeah.
The next year we went as Warfighter, as a vendor. So it's not like I could ride because we had
that's a different animal.
The concessions trailer and all this other shit, right?
Yeah, you're going to work.
And so as by doing that and being there from the day before the rally starts to the day after the rally ends, and it's 2 weeks long.
Yeah, it's a long
day. Fucking never again. But I learned a lot.
I used to go when I was a kid.
Like, I learned how many people actually
don't ride
there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or people that will get like an hour away and then unload their bike, park
and ride in.
And then ride in and ride around the whole time and then go back and load up their shit and act like they rode in. So
that's probably a lot of people.
It's a shitload.
Yeah.
Or they get their bike shipped in and then they fly. And
oh, that's a bitch move.
Yeah. And then
that's even worse than at least you drove.
Well, because if you want evidence of that, during Sturgis week, put a 100-mile radius around Sturgis and try and find a hotel room.
Yeah, good luck.
Because what they all do is it's that. They tow the bike and they stay like an hour out. And then they go and they ride in, they hang out at Sturgis, and then they leave and they ride back and check into their hotel.
Yeah. When I lived in Wyoming, because I lived in the northeast corner of Wyoming, like in Gillette, which is probably an hour and a half from the state line into South Dakota. So Sturgis is about 2 hours from there or so, maybe two and a half. Because we used to go to Deadwood every time we'd go there. We'd go there in the summertime all the time, and we'd go to Deadwood and just fucking like
gamble. It's a really cool cigar shop in Deadwood.
Yep. It's a cool little fucking town, man. It's fun. That's where Kevin Costner bummed a smoke off me.
Yeah.
Fucking, it was in Deadwood. But like we would go to like Sturgis, and you're right. I mean, and this is mid 90s, early 90s, you know, when I was little, I was young. Yeah. I was like fucking 10 years old and shit. And you would see those people like just parked side of the road all the fucking time. Bradley Freeman, you good motherfucker. God damn, you're a good motherfucker.
Yeah. That's for Scott.
That's for us. God damn.
Where did you find this?
At the liquor store.
D&B has it?
I just brought in a fucking Eagle Rare 10.
I wasn't going to drink today. I was going to work out after this.
I'm down to two bottles, so I got to go restock.
That's a way to change that mentality.
You know what? I'm going to wait till next week on that guy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good for you.
Yeah. Have fun.
I'm not.
No, I'm not okay. either.
That's fine. Would you like the point that I was getting to with Sturgis was if we were going to go another year, I was going to get patches made to sell. And I think I would have sold the fuck out of them. And all it said is I trailered mine and then whatever year it was. Because you know a fuckload of people would buy it because it's funny. Who cares if they actually sew it on their vest or not?
Yeah.
But there, you know that there's going to be a bunch of people that are like, huh, you know what? Okay.
Did I show you the cut patch that Kibby got for me? He got two of them, one for his and one for mine.
Yeah.
It says, I'm not gay, but my boyfriend is.
Nice.
Dude, he calls me the other day. Kibby, first of all, I think we actually just had our 1 year anniversary of us talking on this show about Kibby being a good fucking dude. But even a year later, still a good motherfucker, man. Like he calls me up all the time. He checks on me. He's like, hey buddy, how you doing? Mm-hmm. Just to shoot the shit and bullshit and whatnot. You know, he's just such a genuinely good fucking person. You know, like I fucking love that dude, man. Like he's just a good guy.
Yeah. I just talk to him. We talk almost every day.
There's a few good guys that come through here. One of which just walked in, but another one who shares a last name who we're actually losing.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris Freeman, man. Chris Freeman is fucking rolling out to Florida way.
He is.
So
proud of him though.
He's got good reasons.
Yeah. He's got great reasons, man. He's got great reasons. Good job and good opportunity and all that. So we wish him well though. We wish him well. What are we sitting on time, buddy? 45th.
Well,
yeah, we're going to cut it short today because honestly, I got shit to do. We moved our recording time into the middle of the week and people schedule shit in the middle of the week, man.
Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah. Like, share, subscribe, smash those buttons. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Oh, you know what? Before I do this, I'm just going to go ahead and don't mind if I do. You need some of this?
Yeah. That's just water.
That is whiskey colored water at this point.
Perfect.
And I'm going to raise my glass, boys. I'm going to say thanks for being my freedom friend. Cheers, buddy.
I'll cheers to my coffee.
Hey, man. It is awfully early. We recorded at like 2:00 today. The fact that Jazz and I are hammering fucking drinks kind of shows our mentality about the world. Fuck. But it also illustrates three simple little things.
Man, I don't give a fuck. I already went to the gym today.
That we definitely, definitely live by. John, hit him with the first one.
Smoke on.
Jazz.
Drink on.
And goddamn it, kids.
Freedom
the fuck on. Later.